armed villagers on the main road between the capital Bangui and the northern town of Bosangoa show where they say road bandits called Zaraginas recently established a campfire before trying to loot the village and kidnap civilians for ransom while blocking off the road with a tree trunk. But this time, Abu Augusta explains, as he walks down the main road with a swagger, fighters from a newly formed self-defense group, basically vigilantes, fought back with bullets in their rifles and what they say is the protection of magic bracelets, potions, and amulets on their bodies. Augustin, the leader of the self-defense group, locally called an auto-defense group, or anti-Zaraginas, says they were able to kill three of the road bandits and chased the rest away. One of the members of the group fires off a shot, making a few of the village residents skittish. This 24-year-old student, Jean Bertrand, is one of the few men here not carrying a rifle. He is here to help with harvesting in the fields, but has not brought any of his books here because he says he would not want to get them stolen. A translator explains, Jean Bertrand is thankful for the work of the Auto Defense Group. He says he was once kidnapped by former mercenaries who fought for President François Bozizé during his rebellion. The armed men, who seemed to be foreigners to him, asked for food and munitions and threatened to kill him if he did not provide them with what they needed. The student said that when the village asked for the military's help after their mayor was killed in a previous attack, soldiers arrived drunk and took advantage of the situation by stealing chickens and goats, asking for money from local Muslim businessmen, and roughing up women. The military commander for this northern region, André Kada, refused to be recorded for this report. At the time of the interview, there seemed to be just him and an aide at the military barracks in Bosangoa, as well as goats chewing on grass, while a dozen men worked on an addition to the commander's nearby home. Colonel Kada said because there are many bandits and rebels active in the region, he has found it more effective for his soldiers to blend into the local population, wearing sweatsuits, trying to gather information about the whereabouts and movements of illegal armed groups. He says the last time he sent soldiers on a patrol into rebel territory, several of them died. He said tracking down the Zaraginas is nearly impossible. He called the auto defense group's young boys and said they were doing a good job. The prefect, or highest government authority in the region, Gabriel Baipo, admitted police give auto defense groups ammunition, but said it was necessary as security forces were overstretched. Baipo says the government also gives them some money, without specifying the amount as well as some provisions. In another part of northern Central African Republic, an area which was briefly overtaken by rebels in 2007, French peacekeepers go out on a security patrol. The French army has been stationed in Barao since the rebel attacks, but it now operates under the banner of a European Union mission also securing refugees and displaced people in Chad. Birao is geographically very close to the Darfur conflict as well. The commander of the 200 French soldiers, Thomas Guérin, explains his mission.
My mission, Birao, is to carry out a safe and secure environment. We have to present a deterrent force in the area by patrolling daily in the whole area of the responsibility of the detachment.
Guérin says in the area around Birao, the main problem is poachers who operate in nearby national parks and attack civilians to steal provisions. On this day, as soon as rain starts falling heavily, the patrol mission is abandoned. The French soldiers, who are contingent with expertise in ski patrols, head back to their base for hot coffee and tea. Nico Columbus, VOA News, from Northern Central African Republic.